The scriptures tell us the Magi obeyed the king and went on their journey. And all at once the star, which they had seen in the east, was there going before them, until at last it stood over the place where the child was. Then when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They were glad beyond measure. Today we recall that great visit from the so-called wise men, those mysterious visitors to the Christ child, who came from the east, possibly ancient Persia, most likely ancient astronomers who scientifically studied the stars and their movements, but at the same time also astrologers who believed the stars gave signs and portents and had power over the affairs of those on earth. They may or may not have been royalty, may or may not have been kings, but they were certainly men of means in that they had the time and leisure to study the stars at length. Perhaps they were members of a royal court, and they could travel freely from far distances and gave very expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We number them as three because of these gifts. There may have been more, or there may have just been a couple of them. But three makes sense, as the gifts that they gave represent Christ as priest by the incense that's offered in worship, prophet, as Christ was given myrrh, and prophets often preached the gospel, the word of God in the Old Testament, at the detriment of their own lives, and of course as king, as he's given gold, the currency of kings. The Magi represent the non-Jewish world, the Gentiles who are coming to Christ as the Savior of all mankind, from every race, every nation, every language. They worship the child Jesus seated upon his throne, that is, on the lap of his Holy Mother Mary, who presents her son to the world. In truth, the Magi are called wise because they sought wisdom. They sought wisdom incarnate in Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. They were guided by a star, but they found him who is the light of the world seated upon his mother's knee, Mary thus being the seat of wisdom, and Christ, who enlightens the human mind and soul, which has been darkened by ignorance and sin. And the Magi were overjoyed, absolutely overjoyed and filled with happiness beyond measure upon finding the Christ child. They came from such a far distance and discovered the one who alone satisfies the deepest of human longings. We long for peace of mind, of heart, peace of soul, and they had the joy that comes from that peace. I think we've all noticed that there's been in the past several decades a greater emphasis on education over human formation. What do I mean by that? We all live in the information age, where at the click of a computer mouse, you can get anything that you want to know anytime from anywhere in the world. We have instantaneous information at hand, and tons of it, bombarding us minute by minute. So while we have lots of information, we don't have any formation, which means we don't know how to act. We don't know how to use this information that we're given. Look at our young people. They have brilliant minds, many of them. Kindergartners can do the most sophisticated computer movements, but they have no manners, they have no morals, they have no respect. There once was a time when schools would teach these things, would teach kids how to have manners, when at home you taught your kids how to have manners, where the church was able to teach them morals reinforced by the family, but then again, nobody comes to church and families are falling apart. Thus people lose respect for themselves and lose respect for others. Oh, they know a lot, but don't know how to act. And that's a very dangerous thing. When you put together smart or intelligent and immoral, that's a very dangerous combination, an extremely dangerous combination. But yet we see it happening right in front of us. Education is good, but human formation and how to use this information wisely is far more important. But today we value the mind over the soul, the intellect over the conscience, science over morality, much to our own demise. In a world that has a purely material and utilitarian outlook, human beings are simply just things. We're not persons, we're objects. objects to be used by somebody else, and we're shaped by opinion and desire, not by truth. If you think I'm wrong, then why is it the pornography industry has grown so rapidly and so vast? That's an industry that takes human beings and makes them objects for somebody else's desire and pleasure. We don't see each other as persons anymore. Thus, we have numbed our consciences and have no problem killing the unborn, along with other things. There is no more education. There is indoctrination, where our minds are brainwashed into what other people tell us to think, but people not taught to think for themselves. They're told what choices to make, but cannot make intelligent choices based on informed consciences. And people see no higher purpose than simply to exist in order to achieve material progress and success. Intelligence void of wisdom has no soul, has no life, and robs man of joy and hope. Wisdom is based on love and truth. God wants to give us joy. God wants to give us hope. Therefore, in the words of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, St. Edith Stein, who herself was killed in Auschwitz by the Nazis, people who were intelligent but had no morals, St. Teresa says, "Accept nothing as truth if it does not contain love, and accept nothing as love if it does not contain truth." I think it's a wonderful thing to consider. Accept nothing as truth if it does not contain love, and accept nothing as love if it does not contain truth. Brothers and sisters, we must be lovingly formed in truth to understand what is of God and what is not of God, what is true, what is good, what is beautiful, what is holy. These things come from God. You and I must learn that our choices have consequences, but that as Christians, our choices must come from consciences that are formed in the gospel of Christ. That's where we find the greatest of truth, from Christ himself. Consciences that have been taught what is of God and what is not of God. Yes, you and I have a freedom of will to choose, but God wants us to make choices that stem from our nature made in his image. Choices that would make us more and more like Christ himself, to be made more in the image of God, not to become deformed and made ignorant by sin. Believe it or not, as Catholics, contrary to popular belief, we do not fear science, not at all. Some of the greatest scientists of the world have been devout believers. But we have an understanding of science's place. Faith tells us what God has done, but science helps us to see how God works in nature and in the universe. But when science denies the existence of God, it puts human beings at the mercy of nature and of the universe, which is, of course, by itself cruel and makes man cruel. Science alone without God can exploit the created world and destroy it, and thus use it to make men suffer. We see this happening this very day with the whole COVID pandemic. But just as it can cause us suffering, we can use it for the good to make men well, if we are people of love, if we are people of faith. But when you and I acknowledge God as the maker and the master of the universe, who has entrusted the world, that is, he has given the world to humanity to be cared for, we see God entrusting the universe to us as a gift for our benefit, then we realize that the world must be cared for and used properly, used and not abused, for the benefit of those around us who must see us and we see as brothers and sisters. Wisdom is having intelligence and knowing how to use it, to put it to the service of God and the service of one another. And this is what Christ came to teach us. This gift of wisdom brings joy whose foundation is love. And we know that human beings are made by love for love, by God who is love, God who is truth, to love him, to serve him, to love and to serve one another. This pure and holy love, because it is of God, certainly brings joy. Therefore, the wise understand that we are created to love and to experience joy, as well as to spread joy by our love. Sin, which is never an act of wisdom or truth, kills love. Sin kills joy. But in Christ, we find our joy. In Christ, we find our peace. In Christ we find the fullness of wisdom and knowledge. His light shines for us in the darkness. So come, let us adore him and be filled with his wisdom and his joy.